Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I spoke about this being hump day. Well, conservatives in certain states now have a big hump to overcome, a big hill to climb. Yesterday, toward the end of our time together, for listeners in upstate South Carolina, Anita called in from Piedmont lamenting the South Carolina shuffle of Lindsey Graham. And I was just conjecturing, wouldn't it be neat if there was like a South Carolina equivalent to Trump who would challenge Lindsey, come into the 11th hour in the South Carolina Republican primary, now north of the state line. And folks in Charlotte, especially conservatives, know all about this. That is in the process of happening in North Carolina when you got Garland Tucker, a guy who's got plenty of jack and threw his hat in the ring against Tom Tillis. And Garland's got Carter in and some of the folks that work for my dear friend, United States Senator, the late, great Jesse Hams. So you think Garland's got a leg up, and then last night it happens, and the Charlotte Disturber, a member of the McClatchy family of newspapers, so not only the Charlotte Disturber, but the News and Disturber in Raleigh, and then all those papers way out on the left coast owned by McClatchy, the headline gleefully in the Disturber, "All is forgiven? Trump endorses Tom Tillis as strong on the border." And sure enough, 6:20 p.m., the tweeter-in-chief uses that social platform to write, quote, "Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina has really stepped up to the plate. Tom is tough on crime, strong on the border, and fights hard against illegal immigration. He loves our military, our vets, and our great Second Amendment. I give Tom my full and total endorsement." Now, you know old Tom Tillis with the H in there, T-H-O-M for Tom, as in how y'all and have y'all contributed yet, Tom Tillis. Tom would go around, remember back in 2017, Tom was saying, "Oh, yeah, I'm a rhino, but it doesn't mean Republican in name only. It means Republican in need of outcomes." Well, the outcome that Tom was pushing for and came within a whisker of sticking with was the notion that he was going to stay straight with the Chamber of Commerce and offer a George W. Bush philosophy about the border. Which didn't fly among North Carolina conservatives. Now, I'll give Tom credit. He danced right up to the edge, and then he flip-flopped. And he came around, and so last night, that endorsement came from the tweeter-in-chief. Now, Mr. Tillis, Senator Tillis, not alone among members of the world's most exclusive club, needing an endorsement and getting one via Twitter. Oh, but this is kind of interesting. The Disturber noted that Tom Tillis was the second most vulnerable Republican. They didn't mention the first. I got a pretty good guess. Martha McSally of Arizona. And so the tweet goes out from President Trump last night. That sounds remarkably like the tweet sent out on behalf of Tom Tillis. Now, there is a little change at the top for Martha's resume. The tweeter-in-chief wrote, quote, a brave former fighter jet pilot and warrior, Senator Martha McSally of Arizona has done an outstanding job in D.C. and is fully supportive of our agenda. She's with us all the way. And then the phrase we just heard about Senator Tillis. Martha is strong on crime and borders, the Second Amendment, loves our military and vets. She has my complete and total endorsement. So this morning, conservatives in Arizona and North Carolina are scratching their heads, saying, wait a minute. Both Martha McSally and Tom Tillis, they ain't exactly border hawks. And what makes it tougher is the fact that Martha McSally in Arizona, and you wouldn't be paying close attention, but I have more than a casual interest in Arizona, having represented that state for six terms in the U.S. House and having myself run for the United States Senate for purposes of full disclosure. A lot of folks are saying, wait a minute, Martha is co-sponsoring bills with Kirsten Gillibrand and she's doing all this stuff. And a few times she's badmouthed the president. Why on earth would President Trump be endorsing Martha McSally and, more to the point for our discussion this morning, Tom Tillis? Well, I'm tempted to offer this as a quiz to you, a little bit of the Socratic style of teaching in progress, but my job is to render opinions and have you react to them. And here's the point. Last night in the House, the Democrats, after hemming and hawing for about 6 months, first there was no border crisis. Now it's horrible on the border. Mr. President, you have to do something for the children. And getting a free pass from the media in their hip pockets. Last night, finally, the House passes a humanitarian bill, but gone is the enforcement component. So this thing's going to end up back in the Senate, and the heat is going to be on those senators who, you see, you need to keep the money in for enforcement, too. If you don't keep the money in for that, Democrats get their way again. So will the Senate take back this thing the House just passed and go, there's got to be an enforcement component in there? Here's the gamble President Trump is taking. I'll endorse Tillis and McSally to make sure they stay with me for an enforcement component.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Posting on social media, today the Democrat contest begins to see who hates America the most. Who will represent illegal aliens best? Who can give away more, quote, free stuff? Who can kill more babies? Who can strip away our gun rights? Who can limit our free speech? Those are the questions Kyle asks about the upcoming Democrat debate. And let me tell you, y'all, for the next couple of nights in Miami, that thing is going to, as much as I enjoyed the old days of Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling, And those big closed-circuit starcade shows that Jim Crockett Promotions used to put together. Just an aside. You know, I think, no matter the fact that marketing for that day and time was great, even when Rufus R. Jones released a single, Stop and Smell the Lilacs, I'm sorry the late, great Brute Bernard didn't do the alphabet song, aren't you? Wouldn't that have been great? Anyway, that's neither here nor there. But politics, how's this for a transition? Politics can be a lot like wrestling. Sometimes there is entertainment value, but less frequently is the outcome predetermined. So things are up in the air when it comes to what's going on with making sure that the president finally gets his way on the border, gets some enforcement dough to go along with the humanitarian dough. And the Democrats who told us that, and you and I talked about this yesterday, and we heard Nancy Pelosi even get confused, surprise, surprise, as to the number of grandkids she and Peter have. But when it came to, oh, you're scaring children, oh, you're depriving children, why, she was on the same page as Chuckles Todd, the very partisan moderator of Meet the Depressed, and we illustrated that in ample fashion yesterday via audio. Hey, why wait for the Democrat debate, though? Oh, yeah, if you've got some ideas on, well, I told you before the break, President Trump endorsed Tom Tillis because of two factors. Number one, there's some tough border votes coming up, and he wants Tillis inside the tent spitting out, rather than outside the tent spitting in. But the problem is, I wonder if the president's given away his leverage with old Tom, because old Tom, the H in Tom standing for how you and have you written your check yet? Tom is looking at the U.S. Chamber and all the open borders guys there and all the money there. And so that's the question I have for you. Meantime, you don't need to wait for the Democrat debate. We already know every one of that crowd is in for amnesty. But something that happened in your backyard and or your front yard deserves a little notice, and that is what the city of Charlotte has done. Again, the Charlotte Disturber is ecstatic. The headline yesterday, Charlotte becomes the first city in U.S. to sign immigration compact. Now, again, in keeping with all of this, the Charlotte City Council and the Charlotte Disturber, when they're talking immigration, they're talking illegal immigration. Why? Because they talk about advocating for common sense and comprehensive immigration reforms. So Charlotte's in the tank for amnesty. Surprise, surprise. 1-800-928-1110, 704-570-1110. From that great locale of learning, Davidson, North Carolina, Mary is on the line this morning. Hi, Mary.
Hey, I would like to say something about Tom Tillis.
Certainly.
Somebody needs to put a bug in Trump's ear. I am a conservative Republican. I will not vote for that fool. Does anybody, you say his name up here because of these toll roads? They will slap you silly.
Well, now, you've got a choice. You've got Garland Tucker. Mary, are you going to vote for Garland Tucker? You already, the die is cast. Even President Trump saying, I endorse Tom Tillis. That makes no difference to you.
I couldn't hear you. What did you say?
I was just asking, are you all in for Garland Tucker to replace Tom Tillis as the Republican nominee and eventually the U.S. Senator?
Yes. Tom Tillis, if anybody's been up here, people have been killed on this road. They're 3 inches in each lane that is higher than one another. When you go to switch over, a big truck's coming, it throws you. They throw into other lanes. This is dangerous. But the toll roads, which no one's riding on, is smooth as silk.
I mean, they want you to pay that toll.
Pardon?
I said they want you to pay that toll and ride on those roads, and you say Tillis is the guy behind that. You don't like Tom Tillis at all. Not even
nobody up here likes him at Lake Norman.
Not even with the endorsement of President Trump last night.
So well, I'm going to call President Trump and tell it, put a bug in his ear. You need to endorse the other Republican, not that fool.
Mary, I appreciate the call. And you heard the emotion in Mary's voice. It's not that she dislikes the president, but she's saying, look, whatever's going on in Washington with all this finagling, it just, forget about it. When it comes to my vote in November, Mr. President, you may need Tom Tillis's vote on whatever kind of final financial package you get for the border situation. And you may get it or you may not. But regardless of that, Mary says my vote's for Garland Tucker in the primary. It's not for Tom Tillis. Now, it's sure interesting. I guess it was inevitable with a solid Democrat city council. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Is that the county commissioners? Anyway, I get there's sure enough open borders folks on the Charlotte City Council to pass to sign a compact on immigration for comprehensive immigration reform, the kind that George Bush and all the Democrats wanted, and all the Chamber of Commerce guys. And I guess we shouldn't be surprised. But really, when push comes to shove, how on earth does bringing in more illegals, especially even if you don't grant them citizenship, but let's understand that's the long-term game here. This has nothing to do with humanitarian aid. It has everything to do with the comfort and aid and propagation of the Democrat Party. So how are they going to make that happen? The bottom line is the more Washington just jaws, the more illegals get here. I sure do wish the president would just take executive action and close the border right now. Your thoughts on that, still to come.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
That's not the way, baby. Rufus R. Jones speaking to us from the great beyond with a tune that definitely would have had him gonged on the old gong show. But That's Not the Way is a good theme today. To put it in the vernacular, Rufus R. Jones, Charlotte City Council, voting on this letter, this compact for immigration, baby, that's not the way. And I guess you laugh to keep from crying. As the folks on the left are all in for amnesty, You know, these guys prevail nationally. You better brush up on your Espanol. That's all I got to say. 1-800-928-1110, 704-570-1110, to south of the border, so to speak, actually south of the state line from WBT. York, South Carolina is where Joe has been waiting patiently. Hi, Joe.
Sir. Thank you very much.
You bet.
Regarding what you mentioned, what's going on is a complete anarchy and total disregard for any law in this country, and people have died when the government has allowed this to happen and crime has increased. And one example is Bobby Kennedy, as attorney general, would not allow looting to be punished or stopped. He said lives were more important than property. What he failed to realize is that some people worked their whole life and had everything invested in their property and had it taken away from them. There was one man, his grandfather, had a hotel that he paid for. All of his money was invested in it. And a mob came to set it on fire. And he went outside to stop it. And he was murdered by the mob. The only thing that was wrong about him was he came from Austria to this country to more freedom. He was murdered by American citizens. So these Japanese that were in internment camps, they were blessed. They were protected from citizens murdering them.
You've given us a lot of hit. Let me just up, and I appreciate your call, Joe, and this is not to invalidate your historical perspective, but there are more instances from the here and now when it comes to law and order. For example, January 20th, 2017, inauguration day for the 45th president, when the anarchists took to the streets of Washington, D.C., a real simple way to stop it: charge them with destruction of property and hold them accountable for it criminally. The point is well taken. The bottom line is, and we'll apply it here and now to the border situation, when you've got elected officials and this Charlotte city council signing off on the so-called immigration compact, that's just a milder version of what is going on elsewhere, where you have presidential candidates, when it comes to ICE doing its job, they say, no, we don't want the laws enforced and illegals. Here's the way we're going to help you beat the rap. It is insane, and it is not unique to Gavin Newsom, Pretty Boy Floyd, out in California. No, right back here in the Carolinas. And you may think when I call Governor Cooper evil Roy Cooper, you may think that's a little tough. Actually, it's based on the great character that John Astin played in an almost a Blazing Saddles spoof. The first pilot, circa 1967, called Sheriff Who. Later, the made-for-TV movie Evil Roy Slade. But I call the current governor of North Carolina Evil Roy Cooper because what he is doing, he himself, now he's not out there like Gruesome Newsom in California, but he's right there in lockstep when it comes to sheriffs enforcing the law, when he says, oh, it's shame. Never mind what went on in the civil rights era when the federal government moved to protect the rights of all Americans and would not let sheriffs fail to enforce the law. Back then, it was supposedly heaven sent. But now, when Evil Roy Cooper says it's unconstitutional for the state legislature to tell the sheriffs to follow immigration law, now it's wrong. Yeah, Roy, you got to get more voters. I guess you decided you don't need those votes down in Bladen County, but you check the polls. Memo to Evil Roy Cooper, we ain't going to rename you Easy Roy because it ain't going to be easy to get reelected, Roy. Just so you understand what's going on. Now, this came up late in yesterday's show. And you spend a lot of time with me for that. I'm grateful. But I understand that sometimes you are called away, and sometimes just the sheer quality and mass of information leave you overcome to the point where it's worth a second listen. A case in point yesterday, a young man by the name of Ian called in from Harrisburg, and I just want you to listen to what Ian had to say after I said hello to him. Listen.
Hello, sir. I'm a Paraguayan immigrant, came here legally, was adopted by American citizens, and I just don't think it's very fair to the people who have come here legally, gone through the process, been incredibly patient, and worked hard, passed the citizenship tests and everything, and just say, oh, yeah, after all your hard work, everybody else is just going to kind of just walk in and live here, and all your work was kind of meaningless because we're just going to let them skip the line and go ahead of you.
Memo to the Charlotte City Council. Now, I realize Ian's over there in Harrisburg, and Charlotte's not annexed Harrisburg ... yet. But apparently, the Charlotte City Council doesn't listen to the families who have seen loved ones murdered at the hands of illegals, and it's far too common a practice. So if the angel moms and the angel parents don't convince you, at least listen to an immigrant who is actually an immigrant, not an illegal alien. But as you and I note, that has no standing, because this is all about the left grabbing power. Gone are the days of get out the vote. For the new social justice Democrats, it's bring in a whole new vote, have a permanent underclass, and rule into perpetuity. When we come back, the myth of the monolith. Ian punctured a hole in that balloon by saying, hey, I'm Paraguayan, and I'm strong on the border.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Congressman J.D. Hayworth in for Vince Coakley to talk to you about the myth of the monolith. I came up with that term, gosh, a decade and a half ago, when I'd show up back when MSNBC would actually have conservatives on. And Chris Matthews, doing Harbaugh, Congressman Hayworth, you're tough on the border. What's that going to do to the Latino vote in Arizona? I said, hey, Chris, beware the myth of the monolith. The notion that if somebody has a Hispanic last name, they're instantly in favor of open borders. Well, fast forward another 15 years to yesterday in Miami, and the president's reelection committee, y'all's got this thing pretty well figured out. Last week, the president's in Florida, and he also journeys down to South Florida. Yesterday, his number two, Vice President Mike Pence, is down in Miami, and a whole lot of folks from Little Havana show up. And Mike became vice president, and he's been a man of his word. I can imagine the pitch he made to then-candidate Trump. Sir, I will be supportive of you in every way. I will be your biggest cheerleader, and I will be a dutiful vice president. I will stay six paces behind, and I'm already shorter than you are, so there you have it. So yesterday, Vice President Pence is going through his teleprompter address. But the crowd gets out ahead of him. I want you to listen to one of the comments at the Latinos for Trump rally. It has to do with entirely another topic. But a Latina at the Latinos for Trump rally shouts a phrase that you and I have heard a lot. Listen.
So we've stood for freedom at home and abroad. But to ensure our continued prosperity, we must recognize that security is the foundation of our prosperity.
Build the wall!
From the first days of this administration, I'm proud to report this president has made the strongest military in the history of the world stronger still.
Now you can tell the crowd's delighted by that. They're not laughing at that woman, they're laughing with her, and you can tell they get kind of restive. Now, had President Trump been at the podium, he would have taken off with his spontaneous, off-the-cuff, he would have done a riff on border security. The vice president is a bit more cautious, understandably. He sticks to his script. And it's almost, it's at least 3 minutes later when he finally gets to it. He goes through veterans and he goes through law enforcement, and there with law enforcement, there's a common theme. And the crowd that has been waiting to send the signal, primed by the lady 3 minutes earlier, finally gives the vice president the what for in a polite way. Here's more of the Veep yesterday in Miami.
Because Latino and Hispanic Americans believe in law.
Ah, there it is. The one spontaneous remark from the vice president, channeling Ronald Reagan, who first pointed out a nation without borders is not a nation, or words to that effect. Then he finally gets in to border issues, and this crowd in Little Havana, or a lot of Hispanics, after all, it's Latinos for Trump. This is what they want to hear. Again, here's Mike Pence yesterday in Miami.
So think about enforcing the laws of this country. This president has taken decisive steps to secure our border and support the tens of thousands of men and women who courageously and compassionately enforce the laws of our immigration across this country, including customs and border protection.
All right, now look, nobody draws a crowd like Donald Trump. And the vice president's crowd wasn't huge. So you don't hear thunderous applause because there are not thousands of people there. But it makes the point I was making earlier, beware the myth of the monolith. The Charlotte Disturber, the Alphabet Networks, and various and sundry other open border pimping publications and press members would have you believe that everybody who's Hispanic instantly wants open borders. That is not, repeat, not the case. And you know what's real interesting? In early 2016, one of the early primaries comes in Florida. I was working as an anchor and commentator at Newsmax TV. The Saturday before the primary, we did a program, a special morning-long discussion out of the Versailles restaurant in Little Havana. You know what? Those folks who actually came as legitimate political refugees, they were all voting for Trump. And gone were the dreams of Marco, I'm for amnesty, I'm part of the Gang of Eight, Rubio. Even Marco Rubio didn't learn the lesson. Now, I understand what was going on. He was cleaving to the bushes.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.